My name is Lee Counselor, and I retired as a Chief Petty Officer in the United States Navy. I rode submarines my entire career. It's a great camaraderie. 165 guys in a sewer pipe for 90 days at a time. You either learn to trust one another or kill one another, one of the two. You know? On the boats, it was. I didn't have a problem with it. I mean, you realize that once you submerge, nothing else exists. This is it. For the next 90 days, this is it. This is my family. This is my home. This is where I'm going to be at. You worry about what's going on at home because you only get 8 50-word family grams while you're out on patrol. If we got a port of call, our wives would be told and they could send mail, you know, so we'd get it. But other than that, we got 8 50-word family grams is what they were called. And they were screened, so there couldn't be any bad news, you know, anything of that nature. It was like, you know, yeah, everything's fine, kids are doing great in school, yada, 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 miss you, love you, and that's it. By 50 words, that's it. But boy, you waited for those 50-word family grams. It lets you know there was still life outside the boat. If they offered me a chance to go back on the boats, I'd be gone in a heartbeat. Even though I love what I do for the town of Queen Creek, and it's a great organization, chance to sail again? Oh yeah, I'd be back in a heartbeat. It's one thing you can never take out of a sailor, is love for the sea. You know, I was a transplant from Michigan to here, Arizona. I was a desert rat. And, you know, it was kind of ironic because when I was on the Ohio, USS Ohio, my last sub, out of a crew of 165, there was over 60 of us from New Mexico and Arizona. And the captain could never understand how us desert rats fell in love with the ocean because we never had it around us. But you know, it's just something, it's something about sitting on the bridge of a submarine on the surface and watching the sun come up over the water. Or going out, you're outbound and watching the sun set under the water. Being underneath the water and listening to sonar and hearing the whales and the dolphins. Or running into San Francisco Harbor and watching the dolphins jump across your bow. It's just, it's something that, you know, most people never understand or see. But it's something that's always upstairs in the memory. And it's like, no, nobody can ever take it.